Notice any trends in names for newborns lately? We'll share observations in a moment on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Back to programming in a minute, but first, listen to this. Seems the New York Mint is releasing to the public classic U.S. gold coins. There's a number you can call for free historical information and a free DVD. But first, it says that during the Great Depression, people were clamoring for gold coins because no one wanted to face economic turbulence without the security of gold. The government finally took them out of circulation, and a government meltdown was ordered. That's why most of us have never even seen a classic U.S. gold coin. But recently, a stash was discovered in Europe. Gleaming U.S. gold coins minted between 1866 and 1933, all uncirculated. It says the New York Mint is releasing them to the public on a first-come, first-served basis when you call, here it is, 1-800-915-1947. Wouldn't that be amazing to hold U.S. history? Okay, if you want that free historical information and the free collector's DVD, the number to call is 1-800-915-1947. 1-800-915-1947.
With more practical tips and useful advice, here's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, January 26th, the 26th day of the year. Mr. Baseball, Bob Uecker, celebrates a birthday. And 25 years ago today, the Chicago Bears beat New England in Super Bowl 20. The results are in for the most popular baby names from 2010. And there's a new number one in the girls column. Isabella replaces Emma as the top name for girls. Jacob remains the top name for bouncing baby boys. Trend spotters will notice that old-fashioned or traditional names have made a big comeback in recent years. Olivia, Sophia, and Abigail make the girls' top 10 list, while strong-sounding biblical names are in for boys. Alexander, Joshua, and Noah join Jacob in the top 10 list. That's your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.